Welcome to Inside Hillcat Nation, a different look at RSU Hillcat Athletics. Now your host, the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We welcome you to this edition of Inside Hillcat Nation, and today we get to chat with members from the RSU men's basketball team. With the season rapidly approaching, the time is now to get the inside scoop for RSU men's basketball and get prepared for the 2020-2021 season. We start off today joined by three Hillcat players, and they'll tell you a little bit about themselves.
My name is Daraja Parnell. I'm from Andover, Kansas, and I'm a redshirt senior this year.
My name is Devin Pullum. I'm a senior, and I'm from Little Elm, Texas.
I'm Brewster Peacock. I'm a senior, and I'm from Verdigris, Oklahoma.
Great to have you three here, gentlemen, today, and later on in the show, we'll be talking with the head coach, Justin Barkley. But Devin, I want to start with you and talk about your time here. You come to Roger State with a lot of experience at the college level, playing in the Lone Star Conference. But what's your time been like so far here at Roger State?
I've enjoyed it. All my teammates are cool. The coaches have brought me in, loved on me. So I've appreciated the time so far.
You were at Eastern New Mexico before, and that's a place that plays very tough competition year in and year out, of course, in the Lone Star Conference. Was it pretty tough in that conference, night in and night out, never a night off?
Yeah, it was never a night off. The worst team in the league could beat the best team in the league any night. So you had to bring it every night for sure.
And we talk about, you know, competition levels with the conference. Brewster Peacock, you've been here for a while. You've played in the Heartland Conference. And then, of course, last year was the first season for the MIAA. But we know how good the Heartland was. Last year we got to see just firsthand how good the MIAA was. And it was as good as everybody said it was, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was. You know, there's not really a lot of haves and have-nots in the MIAA, you know. You got to bring it every night, and the game is very methodical. So, you know, on any given night, anyone can beat anyone, regardless of, you know, what lineups are out on the floor or this or that. There's just so many variables. So you just got to make sure you lace up and bring it every night.
Daraja Parnell, being in a lot of those atmospheres, you know, in the MIAA, they're kind of known for having high attendance, one of the best in all of college basketball at the Division II level. What were some of those atmospheres like last year?
I mean, to be honest, I thought it was pretty crazy. Some of those games really felt like Division I games, if you ask me, with all the energy from the crowd and how the players feed off of that. Is you truly get a hometown or a home crowd advantage, I think.
And Brewster, you know, talking about some of those atmospheres, of course, we know what the Claremore Expo Center is like. It kind of fits in pretty well with having a good home court advantage like the rest of those venues do in the MIAA.
Oh, yeah. The Expo is, you know, we definitely think it's something to our advantage because, you know, the crowd we bring in is it's pretty decent for the size of our town and compared to everybody else. So, and we're very thankful for all our fans that come out and show out for us every night.
For you, Daraja, you know, getting to come to Roger State and being here for the first time, what was your initial impression when you first got to Roger State about, you know, the venue and how the crowd got behind this team?
I really appreciated it. I really like the court. It's a real nice, bouncy court. I mean, the goals are real nice, like NBA-style goals. The crowd gets into the games. They show up on Saturdays, Thursdays, Tuesdays, whatever day we have a game. So, I mean, I appreciate that.
We're talking with members from the Roger State men's basketball team, and one of those players, a newcomer in Devin Pullum, who comes to Roger State from Eastern New Mexico. And Devin, when you were first being recruited, you were being recruited partly by current Roger State assistant Tyler Wayman. So you're reunited with him. Tell us a little bit about that relationship.
That's my guy. Coach Wayman recruited me out of high school very hard to go to Eastern. We had a close-knit relationship my freshman year, and I think it's carried along here. Me and him talk all the time.
Has that made it a lot easier for you to transition into this program as well?
It's made it really easy. Plus, these guys, they welcomed me in. It was never any hate. It was all love, and it's made it easy so far.
What was it like for you first leaving Little Elm, Texas, which for those who don't know, it's not too far at all from the Dallas metropolitan area. But what was it like for you going to Eastern New Mexico from the Dallas area?
It was a big culture shock at first because it was completely different. I'm a city kid, and to go into like a real rural country town, it was a big shock, but I learned a lot. I grew a lot as a man, and I loved it there.
How do you like the slower paced lifestyle of, you know, smaller towns in New Mexico and now Oklahoma compared to the big city life?
I think I've adjusted well. I think I'm more used to this now than the city life. When I go home, I don't really know what to do because I'm not in that lifestyle anymore. So I think I've just got accustomed to it now.
What about you, Daraja? You know, you mentioned you grew up in Kansas. So for you, you know, growing up in a major metropolitan area wasn't necessarily what you were used to. But how has life been, you know, in the Claremore community for you?
I mean, it's been close to the same what I'm used to. So it wasn't too big of a difference. Pretty easy transition, I would say, for myself.
And Brewster, for you being in the program, you know, now for a number of years and growing up right down the road at Verdigris High School, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, of how much exposure and how much did you know about the RSU program when you were, you know, say a sophomore or junior in high school?
Well, I mean, I had known quite a bit of it because, I mean, it was pretty prominent throughout my childhood. You know, everybody knows about RSU, but at that point in time, the basketball program was still, I mean, it still is very young, but at that point, it was very, very young. You know, Coach Barkley, this is his 10th season or something like that, I believe, and so at that time, it would have been the fifth or sixth year, maybe. And so I always knew about it, but it wasn't necessarily something that was like forefront in your mind. But I was very lucky and very blessed to get this opportunity to come here and to help make my mark on the program and try to keep this thing going in the right direction.
And you had a chance to play against a lot of really good players. There's some good talent in the Northeast Oklahoma area, but you got to play against a lot of D1 guys as well as D2, NAIA, JUCO guys throughout your high school career. Did you feel like you were pretty prepared when you got to the college level?
Prepared is kind of an iffy word because as any freshman coming in from high school, there's going to be a definite culture shock and there's adjustments to be made. But the main thing that I wanted to do and that Coach Barkley knew I knew Coach Barkley would give me the opportunity to do is just to come in and work really hard and just see where it takes us. And I knew that, you know, if you come in every day and do what you can every day, then eventually you'll start doing some positive things.
Devin, you growing up in the Dallas area, we know how much talent comes out of that area year in and year out for the sport of basketball. From a physical standpoint, did you feel like it wasn't that big of a jump from high school to college, or was there still a learning curve there?
It was actually a big learning curve for me physically, and the speed of the game was a big learning curve, but like the IQ of the game and like not being afraid to play whoever is in front of you, that you have to in Dallas because you always facing somebody that's either top notch or right below top notch. So I don't think it was a big difference, but it was definitely a physical difference.
Daraja Parnell, what about for you making that transition from high school to the college level? What were some of those challenges you faced?
I'd probably say the biggest challenge for me was the speed of the game. I don't think you can really simulate that in terms of like working out. You can work out as hard as you want, but when it comes to like actually getting down and guarding and just running up and down the court with college athletes is a little different than high school. So that was my biggest problem or my biggest challenge that I had to overcome.
I've been able to be fortunate enough to be at some practices and you know, travel on the road a little bit with you guys, and so I know the level of intensity that's demanded inside of this culture of this team. What has been the practice tempo so far this year when you factor in a lot of newcomers? Have they adjusted pretty well?
I would say they have. I mean, we have a lot of, not a lot, but we have a handful of freshmen and younger guys, so I think it's still teaching what Coach Barkley wants from them. But so far, I think they've done an excellent job of just working hard.
Brewster, for you, you're now a guy that, like we said, have been here for a few years, so you know the expectations of the program also. For you, once you kind of got to that point where you weren't a newcomer anymore, now you're a veteran guy, do you feel the responsibility to kind of make sure that the culture of the program is upheld?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, with anything like that, you know, a veteran guy like myself, and even for, you know, Daraja, this is now his second year, you know, there's definitely expectations that have to be met on a daily basis. And if those expectations aren't met, then there's consequences. So that's the main thing to keep the culture alive, is just these expectations are, they're winning expectations, and they have to be met, or else, you know, there's going to be new guys coming in, or, you know, or the culture will suffer, and that's not really what we want to happen. So we just come in every day and try to do what we can.
It always seems to be, you know, falling on the positive side of that. Within this program, we've seen newcomers come in year after year, and whether that's freshmen, junior college transfers, guys coming from Division I universities, but the transitional phase seems to be very short and very smooth. Guys are able to fit in very quickly. Why do you think that is, Brewster?
Well, for one thing, I think it has a lot to do with the guys that come in. They, you know, our coaches recruit these guys, high character guys that come in and just want to win. That's the main thing. When they want to win, you'll win at any cost. So they come in, they buy into whatever Coach Barkley asks them to do, and they just try to carry out the game plan, which in turn leads to putting up some wins and just carrying out the culture as it has been for many years.
What do you think it is, Daraja Parnell? And you know, because you were a newcomer to this program and you fit in extremely well. You were an instant impact player when you got here. Why are newcomers able to transition so well?
I think it's really what Bruce said. The kind of guys that he recruits, and then the coaches do a very good job of kind of getting people where they need to be successful. Yeah.
you were somebody who was in a Division I program yourself. So when you kind of look at the camaraderie, especially of the team last year, and just how close you guys were, how rare is that to have a team be that close and just, you know, be that connected?
Actually, the team last year was probably the closest I've ever been to my teammates, other than like an AAU program. Because I mean, it was just different last year, and I expect the same thing this year.
And Devin Pullum, for you, you know, coming in as a newcomer with a lot of key guys, you know, returning from last year, did you kind of feel the closeness that this group had when you first got here?
Yeah, for sure. You can't help but feel it every day when, like, the older guys are around each other. You could tell they had a lot of love for each other last year, and that's what helped them win games.
You were a two-time All Lone Star Conference selection at Eastern New Mexico. You averaged double digits well into for your career there, and scored a school record 39 points in a game during your sophomore season. So a lot of accolades that come with you from Eastern New Mexico. Is there a kind of a phase when you first get here of trying to see, okay, how am I going to fit in exactly to this program, and where will my skill sets be put to best use?
I think for any transfer that happens when you first get here. But then I kind of figured, like, hey, if I just do what Coach says, I play my game, I get everybody involved, like everything will fall into place. So I kind of the first week or so I kind of thought that, and then I just told myself, like, just go all out, and the results will be the results.
Let's rewind really quick back to that game, your sophomore year at Eastern New Mexico, school record 39 points. When you're going like that, that's not by accident or coincidence. That is an unstoppable hot hand. Can you reflect back and remember, you know, what you were feeling on that given day?
I came out in the game. Actually, it's crazy. I came out in the game. I think I missed my first two shots. And then after that, the first half, I don't think I missed again. I made like four threes in the first half, but actually one of my teammates had it going better than me, and it ended up being a fight, so he got kicked out of the game. But yeah, it was like tunnel vision that game. I just felt like I couldn't miss.
We've seen some hot streaks go, especially last season. There were some hot streaks, and when we talk about that, sometimes we think, you know, maybe three-pointers or what's going down. But Daraja and Brewster, for this team last year, exceptionally good free throw shooting team, and both of you guys were key contributors to that. What is it that makes this team take such pride in their free throw shooting?
Well, for us, we'll have a long practice, and practice will be almost over with, and they'll say baseline, and somebody's got to make two free throws in a row. If you miss them, you run. If you make them, practice is over. So I think that helps a lot, to be honest.
Brewster, anything to add on to that?
Oh, no, I just have to piggyback on what he said. You know, sometimes you just got to make free throws to get out of practice, and at the end of the day, that is what it is. So you just make them or you miss them.
It's a make or miss league.
Brewster, last year season was so special, obviously, getting Roger State to their first ever NCAA tournament. One of the key wins along the way, though, was that victory at Missouri Southern. That team hadn't lost on their home floor in 26 consecutive games. What kind of mental toughness did it take to pull out a win like that?
It definitely took some grit and some focus, for sure, because down the stretch, it was a very high-scoring game, and down the stretch, we got a couple stops, a couple key stops, but for the most part, we knew we were in a dogfight and had to keep scoring to win, because our bigs were both in foul trouble, and so we had Raj actually had some, I think he was injured that game as well, and we had some key guys step up. I remember Micaiah hit a really big shot late in that game that helped seal it, and just thinking back over that game, that was probably the game that defined last season for us. It was really one that helped bring us together and realize that we could take this as far as we wanted. We just have to, stay committed and stay locked in, and we can do amazing things.
We're talking to Brewster Peacock, Devin Pullum, Daraja Parnell from the Roger State men's basketball team. Daraja, what do you remember specifically from that win at Missouri Southern last year and snapping their home court winning streak?
I was on the sideline for most of the game, but, I mean, the crowd was crazy. The atmosphere was crazy. I felt like it was an NBA Finals game. That was so crazy. And I thought it was just great to see how we came together. And really, we overcame so much that game, the refs and the opposing crowd and the other players going crazy, playing out of their minds. So, I mean, it was just a great game all around.
And I got to clarify on your behalf, you were on the bench because of an injury that you had sustained, not because you were just on the bench in general. But that leads me to something I wanted to talk to you about, is that you had to sit out some games last year because of injuries. It seems like when players in this program aren't able to play, they're still just as excited and energetic as the guys who are playing. What makes the culture of this program, kind of harbor that and instill that in guys?
I think it's just everybody wants to win. Like Bruce said earlier, if I'm not playing and Devin's going crazy, then I'm just as happy as if I was going crazy. So I think that's a big part of this program. Everybody just wants to see everybody win.
As special as last season was, and we just talked about the win at Missouri Southern, and I don't know if you guys have looked at the numbers on this or not, but winning your final seven true road games last season, and in those final four road games of the year, the average attendance at the places you played was over 2,000 fans. So not only to put together a winning streak like that on the road, but in those kinds of environments, this team had to really be together last year. Brewster, did you guys feel like you were capable of, accomplishing something special?
Oh, I definitely think we knew we were capable of accomplishing something special even early in the year. In the preseason, we knew that we had the potential to be really something special. But I think one big thing was from last year is that, even if it was a big game, so to speak, we didn't really treat it like that. We were very blue collar in how we approached the game, whether it was coming in for a 5 a.m. practice or whether it was coming to weights or going out on the turf for preseason. We just focus on putting our hard hat on and coming to work. We don't care who's in front of us or what's on the practice schedule. We just going to come in and do whatever's on the schedule to the best of our ability and just get it done. And I think that carried on into the season for us and helped us, like you said, in those tough road games when everything's stacked up against us and it's 12 versus 2,000. And, that's when it gets really fun, because you see who really has your back. And that's when I thought we really came together as a family and as a group of guys that just, we all had each other's back and wanted the best for each other. And I think, that sums it up pretty well.
Devin Pullum, for you playing at Eastern New Mexico and in the Lone Star Conference, there's some really solid environments, road environments that you have to go into. When you have a crowd really getting into it, and you're the road team, do you kind of use that as fuel as a player and as a team?
You have to, because you're going into somebody else's house, they're going to have the energy, they're going to have the motivation because they're in front of their crowd. So you have to use that as motivation also and try to fuel off that crowd energy and try to stop runs when they go on runs. And you just have to you have to use it as motivation.
When you first got here to Roger State and you guys first were able to start practicing a little bit this fall, was there anybody who caught your attention early on in practice as somebody you looked at and said, I can battle with this guy every single day and we're going to make each other better?
It's a few guys. I mean, everybody is talented. Everybody works hard. So I go to battle with everybody, but Jet Sternberger for sure, my guy. But I definitely, every day we go at it. Kelvin Allen, Chris Harris, a freshman, he's going to be really good. Shamar, just all the guards, honestly.
Duraja Parnell, what are you seeing from this team so far this year? And we mentioned some of the incoming talent, but there's a lot of guys that come in very highly touted that seem to be able to produce right away.
So far, I've seen a lot of athleticism and I think a lot of upside. Like I said, we're doing a lot of teaching right now, but I think as people get more accustomed to how we play defense and offense and the type of stuff that the coach wants, the ceiling's the limit.
After having last season, cut short, it was a tough situation for you guys. Was it just a big sigh of relief when you were able to, just return to campus and start the fall semester kind of like normal?
Yes, sir, I would say. Just getting to kind of a routine again, it was really nice. Me personally, I don't really like the online class stuff. Me and online classes don't get along. So it was nice to get back on campus.
And Brewster, what about for you? Having last season cut short, how good did it feel just to be able to get back on campus, back in the classroom, and back on the court here?
I mean, it's like a sigh of relief, honestly, because everything came to a halt so suddenly last year, and then school got canceled, and so we were just floating around for what it seemed like 5 or 6 months, was it? So coming back to school really, it got us back in a routine, and then we were able to start preseason and stuff like that. So I think it really helped, helped the team and helped me just to feel a sense of normalcy again.
We're going to wrap up our first segment. When we come back, we'll be talking with head coach Justin Barkley, but thanks to Duraja Parnell, as well as returning player Brewster Peacock and newcomer Devin Pullum for taking the time to join us today. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to head coach Justin Barkley when we come back on Inside Hillcat Nation.